Nordic Food Lab Radio.
My favorite spot to go to pick seaweed and plants, it takes almost an hour and a half to get there. It's actually pretty emotional for me. I go there and I park at a certain spot. It has to be in that certain spot. And I just go out of the car and I look at the sea and see how the waves are and smell the saltiness of the air, which I don't get at all where I live. And I grew up with that, so I miss it. Then I would go into my scuba gear and I go to a certain reef where I know there are these kinds of seaweeds that I'm looking for. It's not like a reef, like if you do warm waters diving. It's a stony field with a lot of seaweed on it. Well, underwater there are so many seaweeds, and some of them have these amazing shapes and colors. Green colors, red colors, bluish colors, of course the brown. And they move with the water. I mean, if there's the slightest movement in the water, the seaweed would move. If a fish swims by and moves the water a little bit around. So it's sort of like a dance. Seaweeds can be so beautiful. When I see them underwater, the first thing I do is imagine them on a plate. How would they look on a plate? And then I would try to pick them. I collect them in a net that I have as a belt. Then I come back and I pack it all up in the car. And I go back, hopefully with a cup of coffee in my hand.